No idea.
I know where we left off in our conversation.
This is part two of the dramatic conclusion of the baby shower monologues of Sisters with Sabers, but now something else that we haven't decided a name on yet because it's been too difficult to do that. Welcome back to the show.
Shit. We are the podcast formerly known as Sisters with Sabers.
Right, that part.
We could call our podcast name to be determined.
Gee, did you watch Ahsoka?
Not yet. I've been behind. I've just been watching other, dumbass stuff. I watched the One Piece live action, and it was
actually. Did you like it?
I saw the first two episodes of Ahsoka, and I was like, ooh, I don't know what's going on, but I'm here.
All I kept screaming was, Dave Filoni gets it. He just fucking gets it. He just gets what Star Wars is trying. He just gets it.
He put the hat back on.
I love it. I absolutely loved it. And I love, kind of where they're going with Sabine, too. Mm. You don't have to be this, super fucking talented Force user to be a Jedi. And, what does it mean to be Jedi now? After the Order's gone. And right. So I really like that. I like where the show's going.
I think she's going to end up going back to the Mandalorian. Because remember, the first Jedi Mandalorian made the Darksaber.
Was it Taz Vizsla?
Yeah, okay. Paz Vizsla, Taz Vizsla. Old Dirty Vizsla.
Yeah, it was one of the... I think Paz Vizsla was the one that died in the Mandalorian.
I think there's a Taz. Or I don't know, I'm pregnant.
The RZA, the Jizza, the Ghostface Killer.
But
the ODB.
Yes, she's going to be that. She's going to be that Mandalorian Jedi. But yeah. How the fuck did... Because in Rebels, Sabine was the last one with the Darksaber, wasn't she?
Yeah, but I guess she fumbled it.
I wonder what happened.
They'll mention it briefly in an episode of Mandalorian and never speak of it again. Because they're trying to move the story along. You know.
I've just been very impressed with how things...
I was so worried that we wouldn't be able to get everybody caught up. That was my concern. Was how do we tie together all these threads? How do we make people care about the Ghost Crew? How do we sum up who Kanan is? How do we get to Jason? How do we get to Ahsoka? How do we... And they did it all really seamlessly, because that was my concern for the show. Was there's a lot of ground to cover and we've got eight episodes to do it.
And I was also like, okay, it's Ahsoka, so it's going to be a different story. So are they just going to fucking tease us this whole first?
Right.
I'm tired of being teased. I just want to get to actual meaty content that addresses.
You want meaty? Go to episode 5.
It was beautiful.
That's where the meat is.
It was beautiful. And
yeah.
And I just really love, too, that we just get that extension. Such a good extension. Such a good. But we also got our Clone Wars love.
Oh, yeah.
That scene.
Those scenes were incredible.
Were they on Ryloth in that first one?
I can't remember, baby. I had to go back to the original content to tell you for sure.
I think they went back
but
to Ryloth.
But I was in tears. I was in literal tears.
No, you got to see baby Ahsoka.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? This is crazy. I don't know. I was just like, I can't believe that we got all that.
Right.
I just couldn't believe it.
We ate good. Look, Dave went to Whole Foods, just skipping down the aisle, got some fresh ginger and some oregano. Look, he seasoned that. He put all kinds of spices in that. I was like, man, he did that. Look. He might have fell asleep and the hat might have wrote that shit. Look, I don't know. I don't know. But the hat was talking.
And you know what I'm going to need? I'm going to need one of those nitro ones.
What I'm going to need is a behind the scenes documentary on all this shit.
I know. It's going to be
I need
so
that right now.
Good.
Look, they played and they put out that 10-minute, why is Ahsoka important or whatever the fuck. Don't nobody want to see that. I want to see how did we make this epic piece of film magic? How did that happen?
I hope, what are they going to do the next couple episodes with, what do they got, 2 episodes left? We got 2 left?
I think it's 3.
We got 3 left?
2 or 3 left.
Is this going to be all about Ezra and Thrawn now? Or is it going to be about the continued?
I don't think Ahsoka makes it out. That's just my own personal opinion. But I think you don't bring up life and death without... seeing a payoff. She wasn't ready then.
Vaughn doesn't fuck around.
She wasn't ready then, but I think she would be willing to sacrifice herself for the next generation of Jedi. And Ezra will complete her training. Because they can't seem to connect anyway.
I've been seeing some stuff on about, like, Ezra being the son. But I'm like, they gave some good justification.
Well, I told y'all Mother Talzin wasn't dead. And nobody believed my ass. I told y'all she wasn't dead. And you see all three of them are back.
That was crazy.
That was wild.
That was fucking crazy, spoiler. Too.
I'm talking to G, like, that shit. I'm sorry, G.
I don't know what's going on anyway. You could spoil the entire plot Rebels for me, and I just was like, okay, this doesn't make any sense to me.
Right?
Everyone loves Hayden. I wasn't around for the Hayden hate as a kid back when all that came.
Same. It was mostly just jealous boys that were mad because
they couldn't be in a Star Wars movie.
Bitches were locking down pussy for Hayden Christensen. Right. And rather go home and jerk off. I was one of them people. Look, that's real talk, though. Mm-hmm. Look.
Hayden Christensen.
Saw my coochie.
I know he did.
And he did. He synced it. Gosh. That's what I'm going to tell my grandchildren. Grandma, do you got any stories? Well, this one time, I showed my coochie. Anyways, what was I about to say? Mother Talzin's not dead. And this is why we shouldn't have killed Asajj. Because this would have been the perfect moment for Asajj to come back. And I'm salty. I'm still salty to this day.
And they couldn't... Oh my God. They really could, again, go with that theme of, like, what isn't a Jedi, because she redeemed herself.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been really fucking in to see an Asajj that was redeemed.
Right.
That would have been really cool. But, you know...
I just feel like this okay. This is the end of Ahsoka. I feel like we'll see her cross over, and she'll get to decide, like, does she want to join the Order in death, or maybe she stays in the world between worlds and she's like a Sherpa for other Force users. I don't know, but I don't think it's a coincidence that we're talking about life and death in episode 5. And yeah,
her and Anakin have such a weird, like, unique experience. Like, because, you know, I keep hearing a lot of conversation about, like, the interesting line of master that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think that she... They're just really... It's just interesting because they both had that experience together on...
Yeah, they did.
And, like, no one... I mean, I guess Obi-Wan, but, like, no one can really speak to that. Like, they have that mystical... Mm-hmm. experience with a Force, right? And these, like, basically these gods of the Force.
Right.
And Ahsoka is essentially the incarnation of the light side. But the light side isn't, like, how does she under... I mean, I wouldn't say the reincarnation, but, like, the Force sister sacrificed herself to have Ahsoka
live. The bird.
Live.
He got the bird.
Yeah, and got... What is it, Morai?
Yeah.
Yes, and she got more... Where I also thought Morai was supposed to, like, be with her.
Wait a minute, let me finish.
Was she... Is she there?
I think the bird gonna come out at the end.
Oh.
I think the bird's gonna come at the end.
So it's like, who's gonna, or the father? Like, where are we gonna get
that
connection?
I think the father and the son are already dead.
You think they're dead and won't come back?
I don't think they'll come back.
Or re-manifest themselves as something else?
I think Mother Talzin is the missing piece of that family.
Really?
I do. 100%. And she's gonna, when Ahsoka gets there, she's gonna sense the daughter. And just like the father and the son were foils, I think the daughter and the mother are foiled. Because if it's one thing Dave Filoni's done really well in this series, is give us a lot of really good female, strong, dominant female presence. I would love to see just a full-out, like, daughter versus mother, like, Force fight. That would be dope. Mother Talzin would never see that coming. Mm-hmm. They talking about Thrawn is fat. He said he done put on weight.
I think everyone's skinnier in Rebels and the animation, even the lightsabers.
It's just the animation style. Yeah. He done got thick over there. Look, he eating that whale meat. Okay, space whale meat. You know, it's like spam. It's fatty. You know, look, it's fictional characters. You know what I mean? Like, come on, bro. Like,
bro, I've never read the books, but he don't fuck. It's gonna be
but he also, you know, he's been out there a long time. All he's got to eat is space whale meat. You know they done ran out of Empire rations or whatever. He's doing what he's got to do out there. You lucky he's not a cannibal at this point in the game. Because when Ezra left, he was, what, 15 years old? That's a full-grown man now. That's a fully grown man.
I can't believe they just went on this fucking ancestral planet of Dathomir. It's like the ancestor to Dathomir.
Right.
I didn't even know they like had that. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool how they expanded the universe.
Yeah.
And
it's totally plausible.
Right.
Just because we never seen it before doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And then the long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, like, that was so, I was like, aw. Like, I was really like, aw.
Yeah.
That was cute. When Huang got jumped, you know I was mad. I was like, get up, Huang. Get up, Huang. Get up, Huang. Let him be a man. I'm like, Huang.
And we got our Jin.
You win some.
Is it Jace you or lose Jin? It's Jason, some. Right?
Yeah, it's Jason Syndulla. Yeah, because they want to say the other one. Jason Solo or whatever. Yeah. But that's EU stuff. That's not real no more.
Right, but it's cute.
But, you know, I like the hair color. It's a little bit more subtle. It works. It did what it needed to do, which is all that it needed to do.
One thing that Dee brought up is...
Okay.
Hera's also like...
Yeah.
So I don't even understand why they keep fucking on Mothma.
Oh. Connective tissue.
Your shit is gonna... you're gonna be in trouble for on this unauthorized mission. Hera don't give a fuck.
Right. She never did. She never did. I don't think
she gives a fuck about her title as being a general.
No, she really don't. I think it's just for connective tissue.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm happy for the Mon Mothma lady because she got cut the first time from the prequels. So let that hoe get her screen time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she did. So I'm with it.
They only did it I'm on with those, it. Right?
Right. It's on the extended edition only. Yes. It's on the bonus cutscenes. But yeah, it got cut. All of Padme's stuff got cut, building the alliance and all that, because
we hate Padme.
The patriarchy. I don't know. Padme. Look, I don't think people understand, like, what Padme was able to do as a senator, like, just, and open a dialogue with the separatists, you know what I mean? Like, in a time when nobody wanted to hear shit, you know, like, that was hard to do. You look at our political climate now, like, how hard is it for two parties to get in the same room and talk about anything, you know? It's hard. Real hard. Anyways. Yeah, Ahsoka's amazing. We're eating so good right now. Star Wars animation people, it's your time, baby. To the front.
I know, and the animation's been really good, too. Like, it's been... I mean, I know it's all fucking green screen. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Shit is dope. All of it. Like, some of the scenes we get, I'm just like... I'm glad that they... I guess I shouldn't say, like, mm-hmm. the story
yeah.
to be told, because it's it time. Was, like, in a lot of ways.
Yes.
But, like, I'm just very impressed. Getting.
Same.
And I'm just quietly and just right. wait to see how it plays out. Because I think.
I hope so. Shout out to Kevin Kiner. It's your time, baby. It's your time. Like, I'm so glad that he got the opportunity to do it. Because I said that was what I wanted. If we weren't going to get John Williams on the motherfucking track. Okay? If that old man didn't want to do it. Then it should have been Kevin Kiner, the guy who's been there from day one doing Star Wars animation when nobody believed in Star Wars. Okay? And I'm so glad that he did it. Like, you can't tell me the music in Ahsoka isn't exciting.
It's good.
It's really good. It builds a lot of drama.
And there's a lot of, like, just, there's so much, again, like, the same feelings I had watching.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that excitement. And it's not like this teased out little fucking Easter egg type excitement.
Oh, there's one Kyber crystal
in the
corner. Yeah.
It's like no, it's like a part of the fucking writing. It's right there. And
it's very.
More. I don't know why we're always teasing. It's like just write the shit in there. I'm still gonna want more.
I feel like that's the difference between Jon Favreau and Dave.
Yes.
Is like Dave believes in direct connective tissue, and Jon Favreau's more like. Look over there, it's an IG droid. Remember that? Remember that guy? You know? And it's like, okay.
And it's like, I'm not going to knock that. Like,
yeah, but that's not what I really want.
Yeah.
If you had to tell me I could have this hamburger helper or I could have a filet, I'm going to take the filet every time.
If you told me you could give me a season 8 of Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Right? Or another, let's say a bonus season of Mandalorian. I'm gonna pick.
Right.
Because I just like the way, I just like the way the story's told. It's more, it's just, I guess it's quicker too, like for my attention span. Because then like also like when I watch, I love it. I'm not hating it. It's just.
It can be a slow burn at times.
I'm a slow burn person.
Yeah, I don't, yeah.
I'm not. I need the action.
If it's going to be a slow burn, you got to keep me invested.
And I need the emotion.
Yeah.
And oh my God. That world was just...
Right?
It's all emotion.
Right?
And no, Ahsoka's not fucking crying because that's not what she does. They're not emotional, per se, but it's like because the story's been told for so long.
The direction
and so
in that damn scene. Listen, Dave did that. Like, he literally, because it... Listen, I met Hayden Christensen in Orlando at the first Star Wars celebration he was ever at. He had no idea who Ahsoka was. There were hundreds of cosplayers in Ahsoka outfits. He had no idea what the hell they were doing. That man had no clue. Okay? He was just there to cash a check. Period. Point blank, period. Okay? Dave coached that performance out of that man. Yeah. That the eye, the snips, the smile, the shoulder shrug. Like, it all came to life for me. Right? Dave did that. Because those two people... don't have that chemistry. Yeah. Like, that was all acting. No. Like, incredible.
And with the little girl.
Yeah, little Ahsoka. Shout out to little Ahsoka.
And you know the little girl who played, her played little Gamora in Endgame.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, she played little Gamora in that scene.
Okay,
she's
word.
She's with Thanos. Anyways, she's cute and she's awesome.
For sure.
And.
So where's Rex? Where the hell is that? We ain't seen that yet.
Oh, yes.
I heard the voice. I heard Tamar Morrison.
I wouldn't be surprised it. Who? Because the clones have a shorter life.
Bullshit.
They do.
You will produce that man. Look.
Like, we I wouldn't come be surprised. Well,
this far, this is, just to come this far.
15 years since the end of Rebels to Ahsoka. It just depends how long. Because, like, I know that they have, like, a shorter lifespan because they're clones. But I need Rex.
I need that, too.
I need that
I need that one more time in live action.
In live
I need
action.
It. I need it in my life.
That shit would kill me.
But look.
But he was in there just for a short, very, 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 very short scene. Did you see him?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're talking about with the helmet off, like, their actual connection.
Yes. Look, make a way. Make it make sense. You can write anything you want on the damn paper.
I feel like he would.
I know he would do it.
Dave Filoni would do it for you specifically, Maria.
Oh, girl, bye.
We just got a
Tamar
tweet.
Morrison will do
we
it.
We just got a tweet.
Because he just want a check, baby. Mail it out.
He said, oh, I don't get Boba Fett season 2.
He said, mail that bitch out.
Shit, let me get another check.
Girl, he was lit at celebration.
But, like, based on his age and everything, he could do that. Like,
yeah.
He aged.
He could be age appropriate. Yeah.
To, like, where that would be very plausible. Like, he'd be a very old, like, but they could age him more.
Yeah. There's always prosthetics and stuff that they could add if they wanted to add something.
That'd be exciting.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like, this story can go anywhere we want it to go, really. I wouldn't be surprised to see a connection to Jude Law's show, because it's also supposed to take place in the other galaxy that connects to ours. So I wouldn't be surprised.
Which one is that called, the Acolyte?
No, that's not the Acolyte. That's the one with the kids. It's basically Star Wars, but with Stranger Things. I don't know what it's called. I don't know the official name. The thing that makes me the most mad about it is Steve Urkel's in it and no one said anything. I'm like, you buried the lead, Mom. That's all you had to say. You want to get the black blurred audience engaged. You go back and you get the first blurred. Okay? That's all you had to say. Shit. Literally.
Yeah.
It's wild. But I wouldn't be surprised to see some connective tissue there. They've kept the story real tight.
Yeah, and I have no idea where, like, this next episode, I don't even have any speculation. Because I'm like, there's...
Ahsoka's obviously coming.
Because Sabine found Ezra on that planet way too fast. There has to be something.
They're drawing it out.
There's something
that's
happening.
Because Ahsoka has to get there.
Like, something's not going to be so...
Probably not. I expect that Ahsoka will give her life, but I don't know that for sure.
And Thrawn knows something about Ezra that he...
Probably.
He knows that. That's why I think, like... I'm not saying that Ezra's gone full dark side, but we saw in Rebels that he ain't afraid to go there. And I don't know how Ahsoka is going to feel about that.
Yeah.
With some of the shit he
does. Well, and he got all them dog tags on.
Yep. And he was... I'm not saying he was cool with Maul all the way, but him and Maul would kick it a few times.
So Maul was making sense to him.
Yeah, exactly. And
so that's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a problem.
I don't know.
That might be something. I don't know. We'll find out on the next episode.
I'm excited.
I'm excited either way. Like, it's an exciting time for fans.
And I feel bad about, like, I feel like I was one of those people that give Rosario Dawson shit when we first saw her. But, you know, I think she's really come.
What we got in episode 13 of The Mandalorian is not the same person in this show at all. So I'm going to stand on that. I'm going to stand on that first assessment because I believe it was a screen test to see what we would say. And they took the notes and they applied it. Because what I've seen in this show is a completely different person.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy with the result.
Yeah.
Do I believe that they could have cast a better person? Probably. But we got Rosario Dawson. And that's fine. And whatever happened with her and that individual is outside of the work. Right?
Yeah.
Because that was kind of sus. That was kind of sus. And I didn't know how to feel about it. You know? I'll say this. She's done.
Are you talking about that lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay. I remember
with her mom or whatever.
Oh, yeah. But, I completely forgot about that.
Yeah. That was kind of sus. But she's collaborated with Ashley. I'll just say this. I'm really sad to not see Ashley in the show anywhere. Not even a voice part. That kind of, for me, is like, okay. It kind of hurt, but it's their show, and they could take it in whatever direction they want to take it. But, you know.
You just love
Ashley. I do. I love Ashley. And she's a great ambassador for the brand. You know, she's accessible. She cares about the fandom. She's invested into the fandom. You know what I mean? Yeah. She's not just somebody who came and got a check and left. Okay? Love Rosario. She's going to come, she's going to get her check, and she's going to leave. I don't think she'll come back. If she does a celebration, it'll be one time, and she'll be done. That's it. Ashley's forever, and a lot of people come and go. I love Portman. I don't think she's coming back. She had her opportunity in Obi-Wan. If she wanted to come back, they could have did that. No problem. It's just, it's sad. But we have a lot of people that they get their money. And they out, yeah. So.
But do you think that they will, oh God, I have to, no. Okay.
You got it?
Yes. Do you think that, where the fuck does the sequels come into anything? Like, I just feel like the sequels have, like, nothing to do, like, there's nothing connected. And so I'm like, where is this
other than headed? Kylo?
I don't even know. Like, I just feel like, I mean, I love the sequels. Do you think any of them are going to come back? Like, do you think Daisy Ridley would come back?
I think Daisy Ridley did film something.
You did.
I do think that there's a rumor that she has filmed something. She posted pictures that she was back at Lucasfilm. She took a picture in front of the statue, the Yoda statue. Her hair's growing out again.
I'm excited.
I think Disney didn't create them characters for no damn reason.
I know. I'm like,
I think they lost John. They lost John Boyega. I don't think.
And that was. I mean, yeah. I hate to bring that shit up again, but that's such a damn shame. Every time I think of it,
That was really the golden ticket for the next generation of Star Wars was to have John
And there was no reason why we couldn't have John
at all.
Like story,
had him and lost him.
Like, I don't
know. Oh no, Adam Driver's not coming back.
But
he's so you'll get Poe Dameron, and you'll probably get Rey.
But it's like,
and Chewbacca. That's what you'll get. You know, there's no way.
But it's like, how the fuck is Ben Solo not gonna come back after that?
I don't see Adam Driver doing it.
I don't.
He don't have no reason to. Man got money for days and extra wide T-shirts for days. Okay, he don't need nothing. Him and his wide chest. They happy.
I'm just like, man. Like, I love where we're at right now in
that
Star
sequel
Wars.
Trilogy could have been magic.
But I'm like, what the fuck? Like, where does this also connect? Because I always love how, like, this... We
cyclical.
Have the six movies connected and, like, in the in-betweens are all connected. But then we have the sequels. Like, you watch the sequels and it's just like, okay. We got all the Jedi. You got this Rey at the end, like...
You're all the Jedi.
Is that how we became full circle? Is just because she's all the Jedi?
Like, she said it, so it must be true.
Just like, okay.
That's what happens when you don't have a plan. I to me that just continues to blow my mind. Sometimes that you had a what 40, 50 year old franchise and you didn't have a fucking plan for it. You bought a legendary franchise without a fucking plan.
Now I really got into the fandom mm-hmm. part of this and like really started, you know, investing myself in,
yeah,
you know, just like everything Star Wars.
Yeah.
At way after all this shit came out. Like, I've always loved Star Wars, but, like, I wasn't super, super into it until, mm-hmm. you know, the last 5 years.
Okay.
And, like, I just am like, now that, like, we're getting Ahsoka and we're getting mm-hmm. fucking Boba Fett and we're getting, like, just everything we want.
I think Acolyte's gonna be your jam.
Of course. It's sick. I still haven't watched it.
Ooh.
Was it?
I don't think you'll be into it, though. You don't like slow burns. It's kind of a slow burn.
And I like the...
Yeah, there's not a lot of that.
And, like, I like the whole rebel cause and shit, but...
Andor is more about human grit and determination.
I got enough of that every day.
It's...
I need fantasy.
It's more Rogue One. It's in the same vein as Rogue One.
But I love Rogue One.
Yeah.
I do love Rogue One.
I loved Rogue One because it was, like, it was about the everyman.
Even goddamn Rogue One connects... And that wasn't even a part of the fucking shit.
It connects better than the sequel trilogy. It connects
better than the sequels. It, yeah. like, really connects on a lot of different levels.
And they had all three major actors on board at one point in time. You had Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, and Harrison motherfucking Ford. And you still fumbled that. How do you still fumble it? And you got the big three. You got everybody on board. You got Anthony motherfucking Daniels.
They should have just not even... Like... I don't want to say it was horrible and I hate the seagulls. I like the seagulls.
Do we're
I
like just that? Gonna drag the seagulls.
But I'm just over here like y'all should have just pressed the pause button. They got excited. They got the funding. Yeah. They're like everyone's on board, and then they just did something and they didn't have a fucking
just
plan.
Do it. Yeah.
And it's like no.
Bob Iger said do it.
And now they have this like horrible writing. Fucking not writing. I wouldn't say it's a writing. Barrier because they're doing fine now, but it's like how are you gonna connect all this to that?
If anybody could do it, it's Dave. If anybody could fix it, it'll be Dave Filoni. But I don't think
Dave fucks with the sequels though. I don't think he does.
Have you seen the interviews with Dave when they talk about the sequels? He's like, yep, that's a thing. It happened. No, Tino Shay.
He's like, he don't fuck with the sequels, uh-huh. So I don't even know how like, he's gonna write.
Uh-huh.
It's like someone who's really good at their job, like and you ask them like to do something like they really don't want to do. Like, hey, can you take this client? It's not gonna be your best work because you don't want to fucking do it.
Right. Oh my god.
Which I don't blame him.
He's so sweet about it. I'm just like, what are you doing, Dave? It's just like, I've heard of it.
Dave gets really into the.
He's invested.
I don't think Dave does this for the money.
No, he sat next to that old man for a decade.
No.
It's not about the money.
It's not about the money.
It's not about the money.
He loves the story.
He loves the story. He loves that old man. Listen, he's a true believer. He's one of us. He really is. He's a true believer.
So I got to meet Sam Witwer at that Comic-Con in Knoxville.
You feel on that ripply, muscly chest.
I did. So, at this convention, like, half of the fucking Lord of the Rings cast was there.
Okay, the sexy half or the other half?
Probably the other half, too.
Oh.
I'm thinking of your type, and I'm like, probably the other half.
Right, the other half, not the sexy half.
I mean, we had Sean Astin, John Rhys-Davies.
I don't know them names.
Yes.
Is it the elf or the man?
We had, like, three hobbits there.
Oh, no.
And a dwarf.
Yeah, that's the ugly crew.
Was fucking
that's
insane.
The B crew. Okay.
Right? So, like, we were standing in each line for at least 2 hours. So, like, we called it Line Boy Con because all we did was wait and fucking.
Oh, that's all you're going to do. Yeah. No, Celebration is the same way.
It was the worst, though. Like, I'm telling you, there's people mm-hmm. that are like, I've never been to a con this unorganized. It was just so fucking unorganized.
I believe it.
And they had it all the lines bleeding into the vendors. So it's like people who are wanting Jesus. To just hang out and like shop at the vendors, you couldn't because people were in line and worried about people cutting them the whole time. It wasn't good vibes. Anyways, so I didn't get to see anyone I wanted to see.
Mm.
And Sam Witwer is on the other side of where we were waiting and stuff. And so at the end of the convention, they're like, all right, like, everyone needs to be out basically by set. And I was like, man, this sucks. I ran over to Sam Witwer's table and I asked them, like, hey, like, how much is it?
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of pricey. And I was like, ooh, okay, like, let me just go talk to my husband real quick.
Does it come with candlelight?
And then they're like, yeah, but we're about to cut off the line. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to go get some money and I'll be right back. And she said, okay. I go across the whole convention center.
Yeah.
Get the money. And go back.
Yeah, yeah.
And this bitch tried to say, oh, his line's cut off. I said, I just motherfucking talked to you.
Right.
Like, not even 10 minutes
ago.
Did
you video her?
And you see me pregnant as fuck walking
across
No, I didn't video her. And she said, okay, fine. I was the last motherfucking person in that line.
Girl, they always try to play like that.
She let me, but I was the last person in that line. I was like, man, he's probably going to be, like, retired and, like, refreshing it. No, he was so chill.
Aww.
He was really chill and, like, not a dick about it. And, like, and I asked him, I said, you know, like, something I nerd out about all... I told him about sisters.
At work?
Yes.
Work!
Like,
we got a plug, baby!
Yeah, we are Darth Maul lovers at sisters.
Yeah,
and
we are.
And I said, like, you don't understand how much I geeked out, like, season 7 where Maul is screaming in the Mandalorian.
Right?
We're all gonna die.
He was giving. And he was giving Shakespeare.
Yes.
Listen, he was giving Macbeth.
Yes. It
okay.
Was so good.
Like, that motherfucker did a masterclass on Macbeth.
I got goosebumps from that episode because I was like, what the fuck? Because you have this, like, badass, like, Sith dude that's, like, scared.
If he's panicking.
Yes.
If he's
and
panicking.
And he was saying, like, yeah, like.
You need to, we need like, to he, evacuate.
He was like, and this is what was so cool about the experience.
Yeah.
It was like, I was the last person in line. You can tell he was really fucking, his line was wild all day.
I
and
believe
he was
it.
Over here like, yeah, me and Dave have seen the best. And he goes, we thought it would be best to show him, we have not had shown Darth Maul. And so right. Like, how do we encapsulate the moment of what's actually happening at the time?
Without
like,
showing.
No, but without, like, because you know what's all happening at that time. The Jedi Temple has fallen. Sidious has risen. Or, you know, Emperor Palpatine's covered.
Mace Windu getting thrown out the window.
Order 66, like, right there getting
right.
called. Like, and so he's like, now's the time for Maul to be fucking. And I was like,
oh.
And he's just telling me this. And then I get to take the picture. And
right.
touch his muscly chest. And I was like,
muscly
you made this
chest.
The best fucking time of my life. Like, it was
right.
just such
right.
a cool experience. Anyways, shout out to Sam Witwer. Thanks for not being a dick at the end of the day. And also just giving me that cool tidbit of you talking with Dave Filoni about like one of my favorite fucking...
Ever.
Like, I mean, that's just so cool. And anyways, I'm like... And he talks about it in the language that Dave would fucking talk to us about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like you can tell like that was such a genuine thing. I'm like, yes.
Yes.
Can't... I hope... He's dead at this...
Maul?
Yeah. Yeah, he's dead because he died.
That happened in Rebels.
Unless he pulls another fucking voodoo Dathomir shit again and... I don't know.
Anything could happen.
I'm like, bro, you can't die three.
Ah!
You can't. He dead. He
right?
dead. Like, we put that shit to rest.
Mm-hmm. But still.
Like, I really want some more Sam Witwer as
I Maul. Love Sam Witwer as Maul.
Yeah, but even if they put Sam
really
Witwer as a different character in one of the live actions or did a voice of something, that would be just because, like, yeah, that raw emotion shit. Like,
I love it when he's Maul because, like, we get that. That voice, the language, like, because Maul didn't talk a lot in episode 1. I like the language and the, like, tone of voice that they chose.
Yeah.
Because it really doesn't fit the look at all.
Yeah.
Because he speaks so intelligently.
Right.
You know, but he has the face of a savage.
Yeah.
Like, it's a nice little mind fuck that I enjoy.
But, you know, can I just go back to this Ahsoka thing? And you
okay.
know this last episode is like you just
work.
When you, it's I had another moment. He fucking gets it. We get our mother, like our mother fucking shamans,
mm-hmm.
our night mother shaman scene, right?
All three of them.
And we get the fucking
haven't
their,
been seen since Clone Wars.
It's I just sit here and I'm just like,
mm-hmm.
thank you for.
He
although
didn't.
When Morgan Elsbeth did say she was a night sister, I said, bitch, what? I said, bitch, what? Eloquent. I said,
I loved it though.
I mean, I was like, excuse me? I just couldn't
believe
it.
I love the idea of Bruce Lee's grandbaby being a night sister.
I'm just like,
I love that.
But that's like, you get it. You know that we love the night sisters and you bring this back.
Mm-hmm.
You get it. You just fucking get it. They didn't just get slaughtered and forgotten about in Clone Wars. It's like, there's more to it. And you're giving them justice as a race or whatever, just in the books too. They have such a tree. Mm-hmm. So it is pretty cool that, like, and it just adds to the mysticism. That if you're into the mysticism,
yeah,
it just adds another layer.
Yeah, to get you excited about it. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I think it's a really great time to be a Star Wars fan. Brought so much more excitement back to the franchise for me. Mandalorian is great, but the Mandalorian is really for the casual fan. This shit is talking directly to me.
Yeah.
I feel like Dave is talking to us.
Yeah.
He's talking to the day ones. Right. If you want to come along for the ride, casual fan, you can. You're more than welcome.
You ain't gonna get shit.
But you're more than welcome to ride with us, but this ain't about you, Otis. It's not about you.
Why he gotta be Otis? Why he gotta be Otis? He couldn't be
Ain't Brandon. Nobody come to see you, Otis.
Shit, he had to be Otis. Old stinky Uncle Otis.
Look, it's true. It's a great time to be an animation fan and to get that validation that, yes, this is canon. It's all canon. Mm-hmm. And it's all true. Just because it happened in animation doesn't make it less real. They even brought back Ryder Azadi, your boy. You remember who did the voice for that? Mr. Krabs.
I didn't know that was the same
voice. Old ass white man. Yeah, they brought him back. And literally, it's the same exact person.
It's the guy that does his voice?
Yeah, they animated the character to look exactly like the voice actor.
Oh, wow.
So they literally just put the man in a suit and walked him out there.
That's cool.
Because he's got the beard and, you know, he's ready to roll.
That's cool.
It's a great time to be a Star Wars fan.
There's a charger over here.
You know what I will say, though? I'm
really
disappointed in the merchandising for Ahsoka.
Yeah, it's
How you got the greatest female Jedi in the history of Jedi?
They try to do her print too much. It's like, do something
different. They do the print way too much. And they do the print very muted. It's grays. It's blues. It's not exciting. You know? It's like, how you get the greatest female Jedi of all time and you don't have a decent purse? You don't have a decent hoodie? Like, her universe, most of the stuff is very grayed. It's not very exciting looking at all.
Or they just do the same thing, but like in a different
blue and
medium.
White stripes.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I'm gonna make this a new jersey. Okay, I'm gonna make a new sweater. I'm gonna make a
jogger pants.
I'm gonna make this in a jogger pants, but it's like the same fucking design, and it's like,
yes,
okay, cool, but like we
thanks
can do
Ashley,
things.
Appreciate it.
Like in the purse too, it's like the purses and stuff, and the lounge flies. They have so much potential, but then it's like I don't know what it is that misses the mark.
We gotta get away from the backpacks.
And the fucking, did you see the diff eyewear glasses?
No.
They're like, you
the
can
last,
look it up. But
the
it's
last
like,
time they tried to do Ahsoka, it did not go over.
For the diff?
Yeah.
Well, they just came out with these 2.0s, but they look exactly.
Yeah, I feel like it's a cash grab. The Leia's weren't that much different either. They started as a cat eye and then they became like a more square shape.
And then I like that. Yeah. Did you see the Enzo rings, the Ahsoka?
No.
Those ones are kind of cool.
Okay, work.
It's the same fucking thing. Mm-hmm. It's literally her face, the blue and white, the orange, and then it comes with a white band. And so it's like,
yeah, I want to see, you know, all white or something, you know? Like, give me something different.
Yeah.
Or just give me a neon. It would be so cool to do a black sweatshirt, but have her in neon.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Do something different.
Let's do that, yeah.
Show me something different. We've been seeing the same Ahsoka print. The fans, like, we've been seeing this shit for years.
Yeah.
It's all we've had, you know? So it's time for something new. Or even just the two white sabers.
Exactly.
On the back of a hoodie.
Or they could even do a fucking, like a, like her first set by Anakin and something to
right.
incorporate that
generational
phase.
Yeah
the phase
to show the different
growth.
Phases of her progression
yeah so like yeah. yeah it definitely has to be a little thought
or even on the purses like do them in LEDs
like you know what always has the cutest merchandising to me anything Endor to me because I'm a neutral earth tonesy girl
okay
so it's like I'm like all that like there's like an Endor lounge flat I'd wear it Endor it's like Windbreaker wear that. Or mm-hmm. like a Leia on Endor, if I were look. And I'm like, I always like that. It's mm-hmm. like, because they get kind of creative with it. But it's like, With Ahsoka, they're just very fucking limited. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what that's about, but it is.
The rings are okay, but they're like $65. And there's some silicone rings.
Right.
They're not even like real fucking jewelry.
It's the same shit you make dildos out of. You mean to tell me that that's $65? Get the fuck out of here.
$65.
I could buy the dildo for $45 and still have $20 to go buy a BK Whopper and some shit. You know, get the fuck out of here. You know, I don't want to hear that shit.
Oh, my God.
You know, I really don't, listener. Yeah. I don't want to hear it.
No. Yeah, they. No, you're completely right, though. I think that they need to do a better job of
merchandising. I'm really floored. You got the greatest female Jedi of all time, and you don't have enough merchandise. Like, where's the children's line? Why can't my daughter get an outfit today?
And the dresses. They're not cute.
That dress is not it.
And the
That dress is not it. Why you got a sleeveless dress coming out in the fall? Who gonna wear it? It's about to be cold.
The fucking, I'm not gonna lie to you, like, some of the, in the... It's like with the Padme stuff, they're trying.
The Padme stuff look good, though.
They're trying.
I love it.
I...
That red hoodie that I sent you, fire.
The, I don't think I The
Handmaiden. Didn't I send you? Who did I send
ben.
That to?
Oh. I remember.
I sent somebody something.
You
Shit,
sent
I,
me the
I Naboo, can't remember.
You sent me the Naboo pullover, which I still...
Yeah.
I do like that. I do like that. It's and cute. I love that backpack, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish they would... I don't know. There's some question, but
yeah, they do the ombre too much too. I need less ombre, Ashley, and I need more red and gold.
Yeah, just go
red
go
and gold
all out with it. Just go all out with
Give
it.
Give me episode one Padme,
or do like an Ahsoka tie dye crop. I don't know, like the blue and white. I don't fucking know. Just use something.
Or give me Senator Clone Wars.
Yeah,
like, we don't get enough of that either. They did that one purple dress or purple hoodie. No, it was a peplum fitted purple jacket. It sold out in 2.5 seconds, and they never did the bitch again.
Yeah.
Like, they printed money that day.
Yeah.
And then never did it again. I want to see that in a long version.
Yeah.
I want a long version of that printed purple brocade jacket with the puffy sleeves. Like, give me that, and you do a long version of that. Right now, that's the thing. It's back. Mm-hmm. The Y2K style. Like, and I could put my Gucci belt with that and be back in the motherfucking game. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And snap back so hard. Look, bring that back, you know? Like, but yeah, the prince is wild, bro. I'm just like, what's happening?
Or it's like it seems like they advertise shit that's like, didn't I 2 years ago?
Right.
It's like, I feel like I'm gaslighted during because I'm like, y'all are acting like this.
Yeah.
But I swear to God, I've seen this wallet before. In this
right.
Like, is this new? Or are you guys just trying to resell the shit?
Heroes and Villains does that too.
Yes.
They do that all the time. And it's the same damn print.
They gotta get to it.
And they don't mess with colors either. It's always something dusty and gray.
Dusty.
It's always a muted color. They have some of the dustiest colors you could ever find.
Box Lunch did a good job on that. I got it looked like V Padme, anime Chibi Padme, and all of her out and backpack.
Ooh,
it was actually really fucking cute. And so I did get that.
Box Lunch always eats. Look, they did a Ahsoka soccer jersey. And the bitch sold out in 2.8 seconds, and they never did another one. I couldn't get to it fast enough.
Yeah.
But it was orange and blue and white, but they did the blue and white stripes only on one side. And orange on the other, right?
Yeah.
Variation. That's a variation. And it sold out. Everybody wanted it. That's cool. And it was gone.
With like in an Ahsoka tumbler.
Right. One that's not striped. Like, how about it's got her actual, image on it.
Yeah, or like,
I want to see her.
I did see a dope ass decal though.
Right. It was so cool to see Ahsoka without her headdress for the first time ever.
Yeah, that was so cool.
It made me feel so much closer to her.
And that was a bull. I feel like in that moment, you could have got a lot of, like, she could have, that moment,
it could have looked weird.
There was so much potential for that type of thing to go so fucking left.
Right.
But it was like a
okay. Of course. Yeah. It's just like, okay.
Your headband isn't attached to you. Okay.
Obviously, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like,
okay. It's just like, right.
Yeah, no, that was.
Yeah. But yeah, it was dope.
And I also didn't know, and I don't know why I didn't. I didn't know Ahsoka.
Me neither. That's a new thing.
Quinlan Vos could do it in the books. Yeah. I remember he was like, because he was really shy.
Well, didn't Ben Solo do it in a sequels too? I feel like he did.
Yeah, he did.
I don't know.
They but was then doing, again, he was like that weird dyad shit.
Where, they was doing so much in them damn movies. Look, they was texting, Snapchatting through the force and stuff. You know, I don't know.
Shit, we ain't never heard. And like, we never even heard of a fucking dyad. That's another thing. It's like, we never heard of a fucking dyad.
Right.
Before that. Where is this all connecting?
Just cause.
Because I swear. Just cause. There's like, literally, like, please, can you please let me know? Uh-huh. One fucking thing that's recently come out in the last 3 years that has anything to do with this. I have no idea. Like, no. We have nothing. Maybe no. We're getting the start of, like, how they were rebuilding the Jedi temples and the trainings. Like, yeah, maybe we're going in that direction.
I think we're going to see, they're alluding to the Emperor's plan of cloning himself. That's going to be the thread. Yeah, because right. that's what's coming up in The Mandalorian. When they're talking about Project Cinder or whatever. I believe that to be the Emperor's like ultimate backup plan. In case of emergency, unthaw one of my clones so I can come back. But I think that's the only connective tissue they got. I don't know.
Like, what the fuck is a Snoke? Where did the Snoke come from?
I think the Snoke was a red herring to throw people off. Like, the only reason that Snoke even existed was so that the clone could get strong enough to step out of the shadows. It was just a placeholder. I don't think the Snoke was ever anything besides a puppet. I think it was just a way for Palpatine to control without having to be. He just needed a placeholder. That's just me, though. I think Mitch McConnell is Snoke.
All you see is that TikTok of him.
Look around, everybody on mute.
Oh my god. So stupid.
Oh my god. That's why we can't have shit. Oh, we really can't have shit that's nice. Because people be fucking up. Listener, congratulations. You've made it to the end of another episode of whatever the hell this show is called. This is a really special episode. It's been a long time since I've been with my friend. And I want to say that I love you.
Dude, and this is the first time we've ever recorded with you.
Like, live. Person. In living yeah. color, baby.
Yeah, that's cool. And G too. Like, G was kind
and
of
G was remoted in by the Force.
G participated. She yep. just hasn't seen Rebels. I don't think she saw Rebels yet.
I don't know.
But
G's got a lot going on, though.
G's always here for the ride.
Yeah.
That's what I love.
She's a rider. I like that.
Involved.
She's one of them people. If I need somebody to ride along, she'll do it.
It's been great. I don't have really social media anymore. My ex is still up, but I don't ever. I haven't been on it since.
So right?
I don't even know
how well, I'm on that. Blue Sky now.
What is Blue Sky?
It's the new version of Twitter. Without Elon Musk.
Cool.
You right. want an invite code?
Sure.
I'll send you.
I might not ever use it, but sure. I barely check like y'all.
But all of our Star Wars fam are moving to.
Okay.
So I think it's only a matter of time before X is dead. Weird. It keeps getting worse every day. Anyway, there's that. I'm on Instagram. I got a little tickety tock. It ain't a whole lot, but if you want to. It's Blurred Girl Jedi there, too. I try to keep the same handle so everybody knows what's up. This is Wait. Fun. Yeah. Same.
I'm fading away.
Same. I'm getting tired now, too.
I'm old now. I'm like, I can't think and, like, function past a certain time.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. So if none but of this makes sense,
you were
sorry.
Up for a little bit. You were engaged.
I was because yeah. I it's fun to talk about
And then we were talking
stuff.
About Sam Witwer yes. and his body.
Body.
Yeah. Body.
Yes. His boss.
Right? That man looks so damn good. Dimples.
Okay. I gotta
Do he smell good? What does it smell like?
I don't remember, but
Hayden Christensen smell like cool water.
People touched him all day, so I wasn't really trying Ooh. To smell him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you saw the people there, I wouldn't.
Ugh,
I was like,
nasty.
I'm like,
I can imagine how many comic book dudes are there.
Here's some perspective.
And they're all fat.
Here's some perspective. The guy that did the voice actor for Goku and...
Oh, no.
So there was just... That whole side was
Toxic
just,
masculinity.
It was a lot. It was just... There was a lot of people over there.
That whole show just sounds like a man nutting.
Yeah.
you know.
I try to support it.
You better than me.
My husband loves it, but I just say, why are they just fucking...
Like, is that man gonna nut or what?
And then he turns into a monkey. And yeah, he did. And then his tail gets cut up.
Come on, monkey tail.
I'm like, is I also feeling racially attacked at some points? And I
think it's a metaphor for circumcision.
Yeah.
It's all about masculinity and the penis.
There's some, like, blackface going on in that shit.
Yeah, also, so, yes.
I also feel very, like, weird watching.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, a staple in the world,
I feel like
so.
Cell is like a penis. To me, his head looks like.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah,
it think it's like a circumcision. But anyway, it's very phallic to me.
Yeah, and maybe they're working some shit out.
The females don't seem to be, like, a main part. It's like an afterthought. Like, well, we can't have all these men all alone.
No.
Draw a lady.
Or, like, she's a fighter.
Right.
Or something. She's a really good martial artist.
Yeah.
And then she, like, doesn't do Mary Goku. And then she doesn't want her kid to do it either.
She becomes a homemaker.
I'm just like,
because
that?
Everyone knows that when a woman gets married, all of her life's dreams and hopes are realized. And she has no need to do anything outside of give birth. Pussy's just dried up, like... Pussy just shut down. No, that's it. I'm living proof of that lie.
But I will shout out the Friday Goku reference.
Okay, word.
That is a...
Yeah.
D has this artist, like he's a black artist locally here, mm-hmm. and he commissions...
That's pretty dope though, I like it. I like it.
Anywho, thanks guys.
Yeah, have a good night.
Good night.
Hold on. Girl, I'm tired.